Podtacular Tip Show for Colossus.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. This is episode 31, and I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck, and we still, for the week, we have...
Vulcan!
Hooray for Vulcan!
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
In his house.
Something like that.
So this is the weekly tip show, where we talk about all kinds of gameplay tips to help you guys level up and stay there in Halo 2. We got a packed show for you guys today. Lots of stuff, including noob tips, general tips, tips in our map of the week for Colossus, with lots of, whether it be Slayer tips or objective-based game tips, and lots of good stuff in there, so...
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there, we're just getting started.
Lots of tips. Tips good.
Okay, Caboose.
So, alright, we got some noob tips. First one comes from Bobolik. Or however you say that.
Bobolish?
Bobolik? Lick? Maybe it's German, I don't know. But
Bobolik!
Anyways, so this is what he says to us. Warthog bumpers hurt. Yeah, they do. Especially when you get hit by them.
Ow.
When you shoot, bullets come out. I think that's the definition of shoot right there. Yeah, shoot nice. Equals bullets come out.
Dude, we can end the show right now. That's a good one.
Yeah, and that's like game over, you know? Don't play catch with sticky grenades. I never thought about that. That's a good one. I should keep that in mind next time I'm playing.
Hey, why not?
It's probably because there's about this 5-second delay, and if they don't work right, then they explode. There's a bad batch or something of them, and like all of them explode. So who knows what happened there? They're my favorite balls to play with too. Let's see what else? Don't try to scratch your friend's back with the energy sword.
Or scratch your butt.
Have to go with the pistol there. Yeah. It's like,
so we can scratch our own back with an energy sword, right?
Yeah, just don't try to scratch your back. You just get to go, like, you know, whack them with your fist and pop their back. That'd probably work good.
Okay.
You see, and then they like lay down. They're like, oh, that felt so good. I'm on the ground now. Like, oh, my back is so relaxed. That's what they're not dead. They're just like, whoa, whew, felt so good to take a break.
Exactly.
Oh, he says, also, Fumo Jive and Spelljack are legends and saviors of podcasts.
Well, for
thank
truth.
You. And finally, last but not least, you are a noob!
Well, yeah. Thanks for the noob ticks, Bobolich.
Noob tick.
Noob ticks.
Thanks for the noob ticks, Bobo.
Right on. So we got
that's
some
pretty long
right?
And drawn out. We better keep rolling. Keep rolling, yeah. rolling.
I hate that song.
I hate that song, too.
Oh, go for it, Fulgen. What's next?
All right, we got one from Shodan1028. He says he's currently without an Xbox, but he'll give a new tip for the day. Sorry to hear that, man. Walk up to a bad guy and then say, "Hi there." You know, just strike a conversation. Casual conversation. There we go. And say, "I'd like to stop all this fighting and give a peace offering." And when he comes out and says, "Oh, what's that?" You walk up to him and say, "I'd like to give you a nice tall glass of sticky grenade right on his face." Stick him and run. Oh, and make sure you stick him in the face. Yeah, you gotta stick him in the face so they know it's there. And then
that way he can drink the tall glass of sticky grenade. Yeah. Otherwise, it's more like.
You're throwing
sticky
it
brownies.
On him, like, yeah, spilling it on him. You gotta
nice
give
tall,
it to
tall, frosty,
him.
Mogus, sticky grenade.
Yummy!
Nutritious and delicious.
And, like, that stuff will totally blow your colon away. Literally. My colon's next to my hand.
Wow, dude.
Sick and nasty.
Sounds painful. Well, let's move into some general tips here. We got lots of stuff to cover here. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, yeah,
Starting
yeah,
off
yeah.
with John Radabaugh. He says, hey guys, love the show. He has a cool thing. He says, I have a cool thing you dudes could try. Well, thanks, dude. He listens to music while playing Halo or Halo 2. And if you don't listen to tunes while playing, you should, because it will get the adrenaline flowing and bring out that primal instinct in you, allow you to focus on what you're doing, and allow a rhythm to form, giving you a systematic patter. What is a systematic patter?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with techno.
Okay. So I guess he's saying listen to techno while you play Halo 2 because it
like,
gives you a systematic patter. And systematic patterns help you win games.
Oh, headshot! Yes! You know?
Nice. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was pretty
you
much...
You should record a video while you're at it.
Yeah. I don't see what's so...
There.
You know, animalistic and primal. If you're putting on headphones, there's nothing primal about putting on headphones. That's the thing.
Well,
think
he says personally, it gives him huge amounts of focus, plus straightens out his train of thought, and he wins every time he plays. Wow.
Oh, then you must be a modder. Modders are bad. Next tip. Austin Woods says, "Hey guys, good show. But when you're talking about sticking themselves and then running in." Text people, all you have to do is crouch, look down at your knee, throw a sticky, and it sticks to you. You don't have to throw it up in the air and wait for it to come down. But good podcast, and can't wait till next time. I've tried that. I thought that just threw it at the ground, through your knee, though. Guess I was wrong.
Oh, well, I hadn't tried it.
All right, I got one from the 2Cheat about sniping tips. He says, if you're going to snipe, make sure you don't have your sensitivity up real high or you'll miss every time. You need a low sensitivity setting. I firmly agree with that. Mine is on 2. I recommend you
Mine's
guys
Mine's on 6.
That.
Maybe that's why I can't snap.
Aim for the head. Nuff said, you know, get that head shot and then scream.
Head
boom,
equals
head
dead.
Not very practical. If you aim at the opponent's head and then pan the camera around, you can get a surprising headshot. That's called sweep sniping. Just kind of like just sweep it right over their head real quick, and the lag plus the magnetism of the reticle will get you a headshot almost every time.
Magnetism
and,
of the reticle. I like that.
He also says after you snipe one or two kills, be sure to move. Don't get stuck in one predictable hiding spot like Camp Froman on Zanzibar. Use some places unexpected to snipe, like sit in something, like stick in some foliage, sit behind a rock, but be sure to move. It's that's some good tips right there.
Exactly. Find a place that's good cover, good hiding spot, but also has a good exit so you can get out of there pretty easily without having to run across a bunch of open ground. So, Inverse Logic writes in, he says, BXR is a deadly button combination. Simply aim above the shoulder when they get within melee range and press B, which is melee, X, which is reload, and R, which is fire, in a sequence. This will result in a very fast kill and a pissed off opponent. It will also work with the Magnum. And to get it good with it a little faster, practice it with a friend. The best map he's found to do this on is the middle of Lockout. And just go into the middle with one of your buddies and try to pull off a BXR before they do. If you miss, wait for your shields to recharge and go at it again. It's a good tip.
Very good tip. Oh, we'll definitely have to try that. See, Nick of Time says, when you're going for the jumping melee, it's a very good way to finish off an enemy. It can sometimes be hard to pull off, but if you melee them a split second after you touch the ground after a jump, it will still do the full jump melee damage. He's also done some instant kills for some reason. When he does a jumping melee, he doesn't know if it's a glitch or something, but it has to work somehow, so.
That's part of the, they put that in there on purpose with the jumping melee, because it's, you know, as you're falling down, you have more momentum and everything. So, in fact, they increased that, the damage for the jumping melee, in the 1.1 update.
Yeah.
So.
No. Cool.
Yeah, so you're up.
It's a good tip, though. Keep it in mind. Keep it in mind.
Okay, I got a tip here from Shodan 1028. He says he lost the game, and thanks to him, we lost the game together, so thanks a lot, man. He says, this is more of a general tip observation, but still important. Something he noticed about when people play Halo on Xbox Live is that we have a short set, he's got a sort of sixth sense. I played against a few of my buddies and used to play single player and mop up the floor because, he knew exactly where they were at all times. Wow. you should get scientifically studied about that one, because I don't have any of that business going on. Maybe that's why I lose. But he's got some other good tips in here, but it's all like one really big story, and it would take about 30 minutes to read.
We got one here from Inverse Logic. This is the guy who does those really, really cool album arts and stuff for us. He has a general tip, said when playing with ghosts, do not concentrate on the person in it. Instead, aim for the fuel cell on the left side of the ghost. This is if you're looking from the back of the ghost. It's a silver disc or plate. Shoot twice with the battle rifle or once with the sniper, and bam, got yourself a kill. That's not exactly true, because they have to have lower health on that. Otherwise, they'll just blow it up and they'll start walking, and they have no idea.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
They're like, well, what's going
people,
on?
People call you a modder if you do it on one of the new maps.
Yeah. Modder!
It makes you angry. But if you blow it up and they don't have lower shields, it'll give them half shields. So if you just finish them off with a quick battle rifle to the head, then you got yourself your kill.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, that brings us to our map of the week this week, which is Colossus. And this is a pretty cool map. I totally enjoy playing this one. As usual, I'm going to start off with my tips for this map and try to keep it in pretty good time here. This map gets played very differently between game types, and I'm kind of going to go over a little bit about how it changes between those game types. First off is Team Slayer, and this is almost like Tower of Power, because often it ends up being whoever gets the sniper and controls it first runs the map until they finally run out of ammo or get overrun. And to get over there, you have to run towards them while you're in sniper or BR range the whole time. That way, that's what makes it difficult to, you know, to assault the sniper area. Also, there's Rumble Pit, and here's a tactic I use every time I'm Rumble Pit in this map. I almost always use this tactic. You start with BRs, so I go up on one side of the ramps towards the very top. I just go right around that corner and then pop around now and then looking down for new respawns, someone down that line, and trying to come up towards me. I have the high ground, which makes grenades easier for me, so I use the frag grenade BR combo to rack up some good kills. I can usually dodge and disrupt a sniper, and I can always duck behind that corner if I take too much damage. If someone comes from the other way, I can reverse it and use the ramp area as my cover area. And just duck right around that corner. I see them on radar and drop a grenade followed by a few BR shots, and I usually take them out without having to duck behind cover anyway. If they're coming from both sides at once, I can drop down the hole, which where those exploding barrels go, and take cover below, leaving a grenade on the ground if the guy from up top tries to follow. To assault people doing this, spam grenades against the back wall up top so it bounces to the right around the corner, so you're trying to, you know, land one right at their feet.
Yeah.
Keep doing it to give you time to get up to the top of that ramp and saving at least one grenade if you can. And then you can face them on even ground, which I find usually works pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
Also,
works pretty great.
Yeah.
Good tips.
So there's also team snipers. And for that, it's pretty much just staying in your base or somewhere close that has good cover and trying to snipe them long range. Plays kind of like a Grand Canyon sniping match, because going down the center is just an invitation for them to shoot you in the open. There's also CTF. And there are a few tactics that work great here. I'll let others get into that. But there are some important strategies that are really helpful for CTF on this map. All right, so let's get to the next thing here.
All right, let's see. Gemini Ace, he has some little quick tips. He said, grab the stickies, watch the sniper, and get the overshield. Because no one really grabs it. It's really, it's not even out of the way. It's just right there. No one goes by and grabs it. JR98664, he says, maybe people already know this, but when playing CTF, you can go halfway up the ramps on either side of the lift's conveyor belt to jump on the little railing part of it, and then jump to the enemy's base. It's just like a quick jump. It takes a lot of time. The trick works well in other game types, but it isn't as helpful. But, you know, they might know it, so be able to watch the sides on the ramps, so see if they're doing it too. So, it's a good thing to keep in mind. It's, can be used against you real easily.
Yeah. Another good thing on that is to pass it up to someone the same way. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Top.
All right.
That's pretty much done from that same spot. Like right there, you get someone and you just toss it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Rearrange 322 says, Well, the obvious thing to do is to control the sniper rifle. The easiest way to do this is grab the sniper rifle and drop down to the lift and use it backwards to get up to the base quickly. So what he's trying to say is get down to where it is and then use it like you're going toward the overshield and go either left or right. It'll pop you up there pretty quick. The rest of your team should do the following to help your best sniper retrieve the sniper rifle. Another person should hurriedly grab the control of the overshield. Most of your team should have battle rifles and possibly plasma pistol battle rifle combo to use long range effectiveness. Once your sniper rifle is empty, use your entire team to go rush for it again. However, have your sniper only drop it once you are near the top, and there is no resistance left. You can pull this off for most of the game. You should probably have a good lead whenever you do this. It's pretty simple and obvious. However, it's most effective, and variations of this should be used when playing objective games. Whenever I snipe with my friends, I usually tell them when I have one or two rounds left, then we'll pop them off. The respawn on that is on the sniper rifle is actually 30 seconds for that map. And
Nice.
so drop it. Make sure you can get there within 30 seconds, and if you time it properly, once you get right there, it'll respawn and it feels great.
Nice. Good tip.
Yeah. I mean, considered most of those. I mean, some of them, it's. I know the respawn for most of them, but I didn't know there was 30 seconds for a sniper. I thought it was like 25 or
Yeah,
something.
you can go to halo.bungie.org. And they've actually got
Yeah.
lists of all the weapons and all the maps and respawn times for all of them. Power weapons on maps, like sniper rifle on Colossus, actually has a longer respawn time than any other weapon on the map.
Huh. Wow, so
Okay.
a good map for sniping. Not gonna get much sniping done. Takes so long. Kinda crazy.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Well,
This is a
Salmonator writes in, he says to get the overshield. When you first start out, you should always run for overshield about three quarters of the time, and you'll get it without a fight. Camp at one of the bases, or if you have a really good team, camp on top, the highest parts of the level. Have guys guard the corridors and the airlift, and everything should be okay from there on. FYI, this is his favorite map, since it's the same on both sides, and fun games are to be had when you're playing against noobs and pros. He gets pretty close masters on this level, and it's a blast.
Samnator would like this map, being the sniper he is.
Yeah, but that's a good call on Overshield though. You know, until I started reading these pre-show notes, the tips here, I had never gotten Overshield in this map because I'm
Really?
always concerned about going so far out in the open and maybe falling into one of those holes or something and just having to run all the
Oh,
way
the big
back.
old hole, I'm gonna
You'd think my
fall.
hand-eye coordination would be able to handle that. So, but in any case, that's definitely helped me out a whole lot, and I'm definitely gonna go for Overshield in the future on that.
Three Thumbs says, never go up the grab lift. Bleh. He says, don't go up that little lifty thingy because when you go up there, you know, boom, dead. So.
Exactly.
Rosarian says, tip for CTF, always grab the sniper first, send two for the sniper and two at home because you want to have the sniper because you got to throw the flag down into the middle, into closer and closer. Make sure you have someone watching your flag because, though, often when you're trying to inch the flag to your base, someone will sneak around and grab yours. So, I can't tell you how many times that's happened, and it sucks!
Yeah, just like anything on CT, when it's multi-flag, keep people on defense, send some people for offense, you know.
Yeah.
When you throw the flag down into the middle, a lot of times people go up the side of the ramp. So, when you go up to the ramp, there's a little flat, like that first little flat area right there. There's a little lip you can jump on, and if you jump on that lip, you can then jump up higher, and you're like halfway closer to your flag. So if you can find out what I'm talking about, I'll try and explain that a lot better, but it helps so much.
Okay.
I kind of know what you're talking about. I'm not I'm trying to think. I think I know what you're talking about. It's not clicking with me because I'm kind of dumb
Well, I
sometimes.
didn't explain it that well, but I'm telling you, it's the best.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure though. All right.
Okay, well, what's next?
Anonymous has
Yeah.
something. Ooh, anonymous.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll say this one. Here's a great tip for all of you, he says, when playing defense on CTF or assault, always rush to the air elevator behind your base. Grab the assault rifle and grenades, and then turn around and run towards the needler. Okay. If you hide behind the doorway, the swordsman will easily walk by you without ever noticing you. And when he gets too far away to fight back, unload a hail of bullets on him, and now you have the sword for defense. It surprisingly works every time. Not sure what he's talking about. I'm kind of confused by this one.
Oh, Anonymous. You confused us.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Anonymous.
Yeah, thanks. For
just
nothing.
Say your name sometime. Jeez.
Man.
Coward.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, let me just say another one real quick from Expanded Flame. He says for this map, you really have to know what you're doing, know where you are, and where all the weapons are. That's like that for any map, I guess. Be aware of the people and things around you, and people can see you from floors above and below, so watch out.
Yeah, watch out. Alright, I'm going to take a sniper from Quality Jevrich. He says, here's a good tactic for Colossus. If there's a sniper on the sniper platform, you know, where you land with, from the grav lift, it's a pretty effective way to dispose of him. Get one of the explosive containers onto the grav lift, shoot it several times once, so it's about to land on the platform. You have a better chance of hitting the canister and blowing it up if you have a sniper slash beam rifle. Depending on how close the enemy sniper was to the blast, he may die or ponder the least eternal question, OMG, WTF, BBQ. BBQ.
Yeah.
That's the eternal question.
Barbecue.
When did barbecue get factored into the equation? I knew. OMG, WTF! Ah! WTF!
Yeah,
ah!
Usually after the BBQ, I usually say Z-O-R-O-Z's on there. Zors. Oh. You left the Zors off.
BBQ Zors.
OMG, WTF, barbecue Zors.
Totally. That's the eternal question.
All right, Rizzo4199 says, what I noticed when playing on this map is that people like to hang out at the top level. One is because there is a sniper rifle viewing up the whole map, and for Team Slayer, one guy is sniping, two guys guarding the red and blue side of the area, and one guy on the lower level. This makes it difficult to regain the control area if you're behind in the lead. Never go up the teleport thing. I guess he means the grav lift right there. This makes you very visible and an easy way to get a score for the other team. To gain control whenever you're losing, you should have your team get battle rifles and sneak up to the bottom level of the blue or red sides. Grenade them until you get them, until you kill them, then hang out behind the wall and try and take out as many remaining foes hiding in the middle with grenades and get the best you can. Grenades are the best choice in this game to get control. Scopes work as well. It's always smart to go for the weapons with scopes because the map is huge, making it extremely easy to snipe. I recommend this advice to all Team Slayer players. Team Slayer players.
Cool. Good nice. Tip. Definitely. Every time I hear that teleporter going off and I'm using my little rumble pit trick where I hang out at that corner, I'm like, oh, teleporter, nice. Someone's going to come right around that corner. So I just, you know, turn around and just wait for him to come out and just surprise him with a battle rifle. And as soon as I get one off, I'm one battle rifle burst ahead of them. So they're pretty much
dead. If you're actually following somebody up the teleport, I usually try and go off to the left or right. And there's like a 3-second delay. So you can follow somebody and the sound will only go off once. So you can actually get more than one person up there. When people think, okay, there's only one person coming, we can take them down. But if you can get your team up there all together, it's great.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Good point. Well, Nick of Time writes in, he says, remember there's always shorter routes to return the flag. When you're going up the ramp, use that ledge next to where the plasma rifle spawns, which is what we were talking about there, to go halfway up the ramp and then jump up top, or the BR for human games, to help you crouch jump up to the scoring spot faster. And to make it even safer to return the flag, go to the room under where the flag is, jump up, and touch under the return spot. It'll score the flag. Does that still work after the 1.1 update?
I don't know.
I didn't think it did. I thought, you know, you had to actually be on top of the plant spot.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it, but...
I think what they did was they just made it to where you had to be on top of things to make it work. I've never been able to score underneath.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, actually, someone wrote in on the, when we were asking for tips for this, and they said, bounce the flag off the conveyor belts in the center. You can get it to the other base every time.
It doesn't work anymore.
They haven't played Halo 2 in a while.
Nope. I guess not.
They've even played it.
Oh. What's next year?
All right. Field of Thunder. So it says you need to send one guy to go for overkill, one for sniper, and one to protect the soon-be sniper. I want you to stay with the shotgun. Then the guy with the overkill should join the teammates at sniper spawn and wreak havoc. When someone grabs oppositions, it's a tough word, oppositions, like throw it over to the center and then work from there. So, you know, once you get your guys, I think you should be pretty darn good. From the oppositions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough word.
Yeah.
Tord.
Right on. So what's next?
Les Paul sent in one. He's Les Paul Shredder. He must be pretty good. He says, expect games in matchmaking on this map to last the whole time. This map is probably the hardest to score a lot of kills or score points in CTF. However, if a great Torn Fool can get about two or three of the canisters next to the grav lift, I don't know what Torn Fool means. I don't know. Then send up all two or three increments. I don't know how to spell it. Okay. Oops, I read that wrong. Of course, 30 seconds. So he's saying send him up to grav lift, and then you can just get people up there with the sniper. This causes the offense defense to look up there and then make them think that there's someone up there. Then they'll go hunt for you, and then, bam, steal the flag, get a sniper retrained on the spot. So, deceive people. That's what he's trying to say.
That's pretty cool. Throw some exploding barrels up there and kind of trick him into thinking people are going there.
Nice. See what we else got here. Got one from Les Paul Shredder. Did we already cover that one, or am I slow? Or
just did, yeah. That's all right. Next one.
I didn't even say that, Les Paul Shredder. Oh. I don't know.
You want to go to the next one, then?
Yeah. DM7000. That's a cool name. He gets 10 points. He says, never neglect the overshield. Most people will for its open position, so go for it and see the advantage you have. Number two, when you get the sniper, go to either red or blue side. It's easier to snipe from those positions. Since you can't get, you know, attacked from more than one side, you know, or I think it's called pincered. I don't...
Pincered attack.
Oh, I did not know that word. Number three. Shotguns are your friends. Get one, stay near the sniper spawn. Because someone's bound to go and try to get the sniper. And when they do... Bam! Got yourself a kill. Number four. Exploding barrels are fun. When an enemy's next to a barrel, bluish liquid in it, shoot it! And you'll damage them severely if not kill them. If you're playing oddball, a good strategy is to stay on the gravity lift since it's so hard to hit people on it. I've just, like, you just grab it, and you'll, like, land right back on it. You just land right, you just go up and down, up and down, up and down, until a really good sniper comes by, or someone with the good talents. Then you're pretty much unstoppable. Pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, this is good. Well, let's cover a few more here and move along. Got one from Raging Fire 101. He says, Colossus is a really sucky map for most people. I disagree. So this gives you the advantage. Stay smart and treat it as your favorite map. Most people turn off on these games because they hate the map so much, so use this to your advantage. I don't know, man. I think a lot of people actually really like this map.
Not so much.
Yeah? It's pretty balanced. Anyway. Pretty good.
Not a fan.
Well, in any case, if you play like, you know, it's your favorite map, like he's saying, then you might very well... Just conceptually, you might have an advantage on that. If it isn't already a battle rifle start, then make sure you go grab a battle rifle. The noob combo works wonders on this map, so you can hit the enemy when they're at their base with a plasma pistol from your base, and then simply gun them down. A plasma pistol can be found right down by the overshield. That's cool, I didn't know that. Sniper is key, of course. If you want to win in this map, you'll need sniper. He's had countless games when people just forget it and jump straight down and run up the ramp to the other side. If your team doesn't get the sniper, then who will? Them. Yeah, so make sure you get it. And if you do manage to get the flag, and they do have a sniper on you, it's probably best to score from underneath, out of view from him. I think we just talked about that, and I don't think we can do that anymore. Maybe wrong, though. I haven't tried it. What's next?
Got the two cheats and sent some more stuff. He says, have you played this map outside of Team Sniper Speed Team Battle? Of course not. Those are the map's team specialties. So if you're playing hardcore, have no radar, be really careful when going around corners. It's really easy to get ambushed. If you have radar, remember to crouch walk. If you're on Team Snappers, never, and he repeats, never go to the ledge at the top of the level. You're pretty much like sniper bait.
Exactly.
If you're not playing Team Snappers, it's a really good area to snipe from, provided you have cover from your back. You know, that long corridor at the top of the level is a really common dual area, no matter the game type. And the snipers only go into that area if you know no one else is up there. Easy way to find up dead, or if you're good, you know, rack up some good kills, you know. If you're being sniped at, keep moving. It's pretty easy to escape sniper fire. And never go down into the middle unless absolutely necessary. You might as well wear a big neon kill me sign, you know?
For real.
For Rizzle.
For real.
Alright, well, what's next?
Slayer Kings writes in and says, go right for the sniper on this level. If you can run back to your base, it can be very useful. And don't forget to get the shotties outside the bases near the sniper. If you get a shotty, you can camp with it. And there's a lot of good nooks and crannies that you can find, also called a carny hole, guys. Huh? All right. Also, make sure that when you're at the bottom of the level, do not get close to the barrels. Get so many kills because enemy was hanging out too close to him.
Swift.
Cool. We'll cover one more here, and let's call it a wrap. Got another one from Shodan1028, man. He must have been either bored this week or just very enthusiastic because he sent us like
or enthusiastically bored.
There you go. He's very enthusiastic about being bored. But he sent a whole bunch of stuff in. He sent like pages and pages, which I guess is good, but obviously we can't read the entire thing. One thing he sent is that Colossus is one of those special maps that are kind of frustrating to play. While in most maps you have to guard a flag that is inside a base, this one is sitting right out in the open for everybody to see. The funny thing is, unlike other maps, just because you can see the flag doesn't mean you can get to it. You can see the flag is only a few yards away, but you can't even dream of touching it because the shotgun guy is waiting for you right around the corner. And that BR guy is ready to pick you off the second you step into the open. So what do? Use this to your advantage, of course. Try to skip through this here as best I can. Let's just look at defensive mode. The flag is right out in the open. That's good and bad. In most maps, the flag is inside the base. When someone grabs the flag, everyone loses him in the confusion of a firefight. Not here. On Colossus, you can go, where's the flag? Stand up, look around, and spot him, because there aren't any secret back ways to get from their base to your base. At least nothing will happen to you. So, see, he goes into the obvious setback of the map being so wide open that there's too much cover, really. The other team can mess up as much as they want, since they can't lose anything. They'll just go back into cover. All you have to do is let one guy go through one at a time, and off the flag goes. Map is kind of unforgiving, too, because all the flag guy has to do is jump, and he's pretty much halfway home. So, pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one last tip. You know, the random, unrelated tip of the week. We were going to mention some Barbie stuff, but I think we've stuck around for Barbie too long, so... I have one from Nintendogs. Alright.
Cool.
And, so here's the tip of the week. At the Nintendo logo, hold L, R, A, B, X, and Y to unlock all toys.
Right on.
Alright, do it.
Nice.
Go to your Game Boy, do it right now. If you just did it, it deletes all your save data. I just tricked you. I tricked you to deleting all your data.
Alright, we're having fun here.
Oh, I'm so mean.
Man, you totally screwed over my Nintendog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dang it, my Chihuahua is like dead.
No! Actually, he didn't even know who you were anymore. And he's gonna urinate.
He like erased his memory, man.
He's gonna go to the bathroom on the nice rug.
I gotta potty train him again and everything. He's gonna be peeing on my carpet. Oh.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, teach him how to sit.
Exactly.
Because
all he does is stand.
There he stands and sleeps. Sleep standing.
Yeah. Well, I gotta teach him how to sleep, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, we gotta get out of here. We're going long today. Even for this show, so.
We are. But thanks for joining us, guys. Stay tuned for the next episode in a couple days. We'll be talking about customs and call-ins, some great custom games, lots of tales from the foxhole, and interesting stuff with segments, people calling in voicemails, all kinds of great stuff. So until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And I'm guest hosting this week, Falcon.
And we'll see you guys next time. Keep on fragging.
Keep on trucking.
Trucking and fragging.
Yeah.
Keep on fragging.
There's only one thing left to say.